Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. We're back here at the historic Clay County Courthouse this morning. This is Thomas Watson here with you on WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country, coming to you live and in living color on your radio this morning. We've got some interesting guests. We've got Daniel Stewart with us this morning. He's going to begin with us here this morning, talk about the chili cook-off, and he may have some more things he wants to talk about. It's kind of hard to get him shut up sometimes when we get him started, but we'll do the best we can with him. Right now, let's take a little time off and get maybe a little sponsor, get a word in here, and we'll be back just in a minute with Daniel.
Husqvarna is the world's largest producer of outdoor power products. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment for the homeowner and the professional. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, tillers, and zero turns. Husqvarna has everything you need and is here to help you with all of your outdoor power equipment needs. Stop by Clay County Farm Supply at 408 Brown Street in Salina or give them a call at 931-243-4169 to see how Husqvarna can help you. Husqvarna, taming the wild.
Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee is now your certified dealer for Gator Made trailers. Gator Made is your best source to buy trailers factory direct. Gator Made trailers offer a wide variety and style of trailers, such as utility, gooseneck, equipment, and pintle hitch trailers, enclosed cargo trailers, flatbed, platform, cargo, and dump trailers. And financing is available for Gator Made trailers and Husqvarna products at Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, as I said before, we're here at the historic Clay County Courthouse, and if you do hear some traffic go by, that's just fine. We're sitting on the corner here, and occasionally a big truck will come rumbling through, but we usually try to talk over them and keep everything moving along fairly well. I've got Daniel Stewart here with me this morning. He's got some important information about one of our big annual events we're having here, and I believe this is about, what, number five, Daniel?
Yes, sir, it's number five.
It's getting bigger every year, so crank up, Daniel, and tell us a little bit about it.
All right, this Saturday, beginning at 8 a.m., at 8 a.m., our registration and start our fifth annual Chili Cook-Off and Fall Fun Festival. Right now, we've got 15 teams signed up, and we still have more up till Friday at 4 o'clock. Still sign up. Give you kind of a list of what's happening. At 8 o'clock, registration begins. We will begin cooking chili at 9 a.m. Our chili sampling will begin at 11:30. Our judging will begin at 11:30. And all the winners will be announced at 2 p.m. And the prizes we're doing this year, first place for the chili cook-off is $500. Second place is $200. Third place is $100. We have a People's Choice Award. That all the people, they will get to go around and sample the chili, and then they will choose. The winner of the People's Choice is $250. We have a Best Decorated Booth contest. It's $50. And a Best Decorated Storefront is also going to be $50. During the course of the day, we're going to have some prizes donated. I'll give you a list of that right quick. Horse Creek, given two pontoon boats for the day. Holly Creek Resort is a pontoon boat for the day. Valhalla Marina, a pontoon boat for the day. Cedar Hill Resort, a pontoon boat for the day. And Mitchell Creek Marina has goodie bags, shirts, hats, and bag combos. The door prizes will be given throughout the day and during the band intermissions. Also, we have, starting at 9 a.m., registration for our fifth annual cornhole tournament. This is a big event for us. Have a lot of people come play. Registration's at 9. They'll start play at 10. Starting at 9 o'clock, we're having the first annual Color Me Rich 5K Color Run. All the proceeds of that are going to go for the Richard Roberts Scholarship Fund and towards anti-drug classes for the Clay County School System. It'll be a big day for everybody.
So somebody got a busy day cranking up.
Yes,
here,
and the weather's supposed to be.
Daniel, is there any entry fees or anything involved?
It's a $10 entry fee. We asked that all cooks prepare 3 gallons of chili, so we'll have enough. We've got right at 600 bowls this year, way up from last year, because we've noticed over the course of the last 4 years we keep running out. So we really bumped the number of bowls this year, so we'd really like for you to come out and get a bowl and do some great chili sampling.
I believe you said you had 400 spoons, though, didn't you? Is that what you said?
It's all the little things we forget about. We've got 1,000 spoons on the way. I hope it makes it.
Okay. Well, Daniel, I know I try to make it to all these things, too, down here. I know people have a great time just going around the square with a chili bowl in their hand and going to each one of the places and getting some of the chili and trying it and all of the socializing that goes on with your games. Who won the contest last year? You remember?
Ollie's place. Ollie and his wife won it.
And I believe last year was like maybe a $250 prize last year, so the prize money for the first place is just about doubled. So
I think last year we started our 500.
Did you start at 500?
The People's Choice Award is what really encouraged. That's what everybody likes to be a part of. I think 1 year we started out maybe doing the People's Choice was $25 or $50. Well, last year we bumped it up to $250, and we're keeping it at $250 this year.
Okay, we're cooking the chili. Do you monitor what's going on with the cooking? You know, I mean,
what we do is we our chili cook off is what we call a traditional red chili. We ask that you can brown your meat at home. You can cut up all of your vegetables, your ingredients at the house, but we ask you to prepare it on the square, and we'll be providing electrical hookups, everything you need to be able to cook your chili on the square, because we love that smell.
Okay, let's take us a little short break here and get a earn a little bit of money here. So let's take a short commercial break, and we'll be back with Daniel again here just in a second.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Did you know that some vaccines prevent cancer? I'm Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases, and I want to talk to you about a vaccine that protects against the most common cause of liver cancer, the hepatitis B vaccine. Hepatitis B virus can stay silent in the body for decades before symptoms develop. Many adults need vaccination, including those 59 with diabetes. To learn more, visit adultvaccination.org. That's adultvaccination.org.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. We're back here at the courthouse. Daniel's got a few more things to talk about. Another facet to the chili cook-off that he didn't mention a minute ago, and he's going to tell us a little bit about that.
Starting at 11:30, we have a lot of musical talent in this county. Starting at 11:30, Miss Shanna Sherrill is going to start off our singing for us. 12 o'clock, Tristan Watson, Lacey Watson, Whitney Thompson, Eli Watson, and Emma and Craig Oakletree is going to take the stage. 12:30, one of my favorite bands, Harmony River. Harmony River consists of my daughter, Morgan Stewart, Seth Ogletree, Kylie Arms, Eli Watson, and Dylan Maxfield.
These are kids that are how old?
They're all 13 years old. They actually have they have made a CD. And I'll go ahead and give them a plug. Next weekend at the at Baxter at the Catfish, they're going to be playing for. They have a fall festival in Baxter, and they're going to be playing there. So I'll give my little plug for them right quick. At 1 o'clock, if I don't chicken out, me and my daughter Morgan are going to be singing 3 or 4 songs.
Are you a picking anything?
I'm a picking a guitar, yes, sir.
Okay.
1:15, Joseph and Colton Smith. If you hadn't seen these two, they are phenomenal to watch. Then at 2 o'clock, we will announce all the chili winners and we'll start wrapping up our day.
Okay. Like I said, I know that this is a fun day. Daniel, how did you get involved in this thing? I mean, you don't look like the typical chili cook-off promoter.
Well, I tell you what. 5 years ago, we were looking for. We was over at the chamber, I guess, and we were looking at having different festivals throughout the year, and we really didn't have anything in the fall, and. Really, at first, was wanting to have maybe a barbecue cooking, you know, how they do on TV, the barbecue cook-offs. And we decided that, you know, that was kind of expensive. That's a really expensive thing to get into. So we went with chili. And we have had an awesome response with our chili cook-off, and we've got a lot of teams coming. And just kind of kicks off the fall and Halloween season for us.
Okay, do you remember how many people you had the first cook-off you had?
The first cook-off, we had 7 entries. And it's gone up every year from there.
I think now you said you had 15.
We got
15
signed
right
up
now.
As of right now, and we still got all day today and all day tomorrow. And so I'd love to have a good 20 teams setting up on the square this year.
And we got a whole bunch of bowls out here for people. We forgot about that. What do you have to pay to get a chili bowl?
Oh, it's only $5 a bowl. It says fifth annual chili cook-off on it. A lot of people are collecting these things from the first year. $5, you get a bowl, crackers, spoon, a napkin, and a free bottle of water.
Only one napkin.
And you'll get a one napkin. And you'll get a ticket, and on that ticket you will put your team that you want to win the People's Choice Award.
Okay, now judging that, I mean, how do you judge a bowl of chili, Daniel? Are you familiar with who? I don't know who your judges are, but I'm sure they're just some local people.
We've got 5 judges that are not local people.
All right.
We call it kind of a blind taste testing for our judges. They don't have a clue whose chili they're getting. All they're looking at is a number. They don't know whose number is what. Miss Donna Hamilton, she always helps us with our numbering system and our judging, and she's got a lot of helpers to make all this work, and it's a blind. Nobody knows whose chili they're tasting at any given time.
Okay, and like you said, this is a traditional chili with beans, meat, any kind of vegetable you want to put in there, and
yes, we've had everything from deer chili to one time we had seafood chili. They come in different stuff every year.
So all this come in different varieties, different people.
Yes, sir.
Sounds like it's going to be a great day, Daniel. I know everyone's looking forward to this, and I know you're looking forward to having at least maybe 602 people.
It's 602.
So we'll have, we'll come up at least 2 short on the bowls, and we'll know we need to order some more for next year.
That's right.
And I believe we've got a case of crackers sitting out here in the hallway just waiting to be gobbled up.
That's right.
So we'd like to have everyone out here Saturday. Like I said, the chili cookers will be here at about 9 o'clock, you said.
Start cooking at 9.
9 o'clock, and then they'll have something ready for folks to eat around 11. Get ready with the judging, and then we'll give away prizes in the afternoon, and all the time while this is going on, we're going to have people making music around
That's
the square.
Right. And the weather is supposed to be absolutely beautiful.
It's supposed to be another tremendous weekend. Well, Daniel, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and looking forward to Saturday, and looking forward to have you back again. I think the last time I was here, you were here with me. Of course, you had one of your other caps on that day, but it's always a pleasure to talk to you. But right now, we're going to take another short break. We've got to sell a little air time, so let's do a commercial.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
The more that you read, the more things you will know. The more that you learn, the more places you'll go. Hi, I'm Sharon Oxendine, president of the Kentucky Education Association. Dr. Seuss was right. Reading is the key to learning, and the best part is, it doesn't matter if you read the classics or the comics. Whatever sparks a student's interest, football, dance, trains, there's a book about it just waiting to be read. So go read and help a child succeed.
A message from the Kentucky Education Association.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm sitting here now. I've got Doug Young with me, and I've got Dale Reagan with me. And, of course, I'm sitting here, and we're going to kind of do a little roundtable discussion thing here this morning. We've got some subjects that we're just going to kind of throw out at each other and get some comments. We've got a whole bunch of things to talk about. Dale, welcome back. Dr. Young, welcome back to the radio show here this morning. Dale, I'll start with you real quick. We've got a bunch of trucks going through the out by the Dairy Queen. What's going on out there?
Well, if you noticed, and again, thank you, Thomas, for the opportunity to come back and be here on the station, your program this morning. They're finishing up or getting close to finishing up the paving and everything of the new highway coming in there at the intersection and everything. They're putting down the final stages of the pavement and getting it marked off and everything. And then hopefully after that, you know, I know we discussed, it's been in discussion quite a bit and everything about the intersection and the concerns of everyone, which is a concern of ours as well, the traffic light. And it's been agreed that they will change that into a four-way stop. And the reason it hadn't been done yet as of now was to finish up the paving, get the highway marked off and everything, and then after that they'll probably, well, I know that they're going to install the four-way stop, and then after that they'll go into what they call a study, and they'll come up and TDOT will study it to see, and hopefully, I feel positive about it and everything, hopefully that we'll get a traffic light in there for anything if accidents happen and everything. I mean, and that don't mean if we get a traffic light, you know, possibility of accidents is always going to be there and everything, but hopefully we'll get that done in a short period of time.
Well, you know, it's something that I thought, you know, looking the other day, looks like access to the hospital is going to be kind of difficult now, where you're going to, people, you know, going toward Livingston are going to have to cross two lanes of traffic to get over to the hospital. I don't know, that, you know, that may be a little bit of a problem. There may be some type of light needed there one of these days.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, that's for sure. And they moved it up the street there just a little bit and everything to bring it back in. And but that, of course, that was TDOT's design and everything. So hopefully for certain, we're certainly, you know, very appreciative of the new highway. It's I'm really anxious to see when the foliage really changes and everything. I think it's going to be some areas up there that's going to be breathtaking and everything. But it's just going to take some time for everybody to get used to it and everything, and hopefully, you know, Lord be our helper and everything, we're going to get this thing all worked out and everything.
Okay, what about the access road down the old highway? Is it open now and ready to, it will be open when
It'll be open, but it's not open to the public yet. I mean, a lot of the folks that live up and down through there, I think, is taking advantage of using it and everything. But they're still working on that as well and everything.
Okay, I've got something I want to then next pitch out to Doug here, and that is the, I guess it's the Salina High School alumni. I think you've had some preliminary meetings, some organizational meetings.
Some of us older guys can remember that we used to have a Salina High School Alumni Association. And somehow down through the years, it just kind of faded away, and we're trying to bring it back. Now, Hermit Springs High School has an active alumni association, and then Salina High School needs one, and we're in the process of doing that. We've had a really good meeting that was well attended, and we feel like we have the organization in place now. Folks have been assigned 5 years, and I've got 1960, 61, 62, 63, and 64. If we've got anybody out there listening that has an email list or a mailing list for those classes, get in contact with me. I'm struggling to get those things. This organization provides the opportunity for at least an annual meeting when classes can get together and not only see the people they graduated with, but see the people they went to school with, people who were a year or two ahead of them or a year or two behind them. And when your class meets, you just see the people in your class. So we're looking at a real good opportunity there. We used to have huge crowds to come to those. And hopefully this will grow in at some point in time to the Clay County High School Alumni Association. We have with the Salina High School Alumni Association, Willow Grove will still be a part of that. And I think all the people in the old Montbell Academy, I think they've probably all passed away by now. But we're up and running, and over the next few months, we ought to have that organization humming along right well.
Do you know when the last class graduated from Willow Grove High School?
No, I don't.
I'm just wondering about that, and when the school out there actually closed.
Seemed like someone told me that it might have been about 1943. I would have thought it had been closer to 42.
That may have been that. I had a little piece of paper here, and I'm just wondering if it went past. It says, you know, Willow Grove High School, the old building was built in 1930, the old building 1938 through 43, so we actually destroyed a five-year-old building up there, didn't we?
Yeah. You've probably seen pictures of that building. It was a nice building of the day.
The front of it kind of reminds me of the high school gymnasium we have here now.
Yes.
Kind of looks like it there in the very front.
I had the opportunity in Jamestown to talk to Coach Norman. Coach Norman was the girls' basketball coach up there from the 1930s on through the 60s. And he told me many stories about going to Willow Grove and Salina, and they used to come down and spend a day or two and play basketball and then go back. It was just too far to travel. So, stories to tell about Willow Grove.
And I know if you look online, you can see some pictures of the entire old foundation that's still there. You know, I've got out there and walked around parts of it, you know, by taking a boat up there in the late fall when it's low, and you don't realize actually how big an area that old foundation covers until you see an aerial shot of it.
I don't know how many students they had when it closed. Do you have any idea?
No, I don't on that, I, like I said, I found a little thing on the paper thing today, and it says that there was a big article in the 1968, August the 8th, Livingston Enterprise. We may need to try to find a copy of that thing and see. Apparently, they had a bunch of information about Willow Grove Academy.
You may have written this. There's a real interesting bit of information on the Clay County School's website about 100 years ago. Clay County had over 3,000 students enrolled. And, you know, 100 years ago, probably another 2,000 weren't enrolled in school. And today we have 1,000. So down through the years, we sure have lost population in Clay County. It's very evident.
I'm going to read this thing I've got in front of me here, and some people might find this interesting. This is spring term of Willow Grove Academy. We'll open the first Monday in January of 1914. Terms of admission. All students must present a good moral character and familiarize themselves with the rules of the schools and pay a contingent fee in advance. And the course of study will be both primary and secondary. Tuition will be from $1 to $3, but you get to use the library free.
And there are local homes that will provide boarding for $2 a week. So this was apparently a boarding school up there in 1914. This is the first time I think I'd ever seen that there was a Willow Grove Academy at one time.
Well, evidently in Clay County, there was a real renaissance of education from about 1890 through the 1920s. We had lots and lots of people coming from all around to go to school here. You know, just recently, you and I had the opportunity to go to Tinsley's Bottom. There was an academy down there, and the first federal judge graduated from that academy, and I think a congressman graduated from that academy, and then Montbell Academy, a United States Secretary of State graduated from Montbell Academy. Back at that time, we didn't have high schools, so we had the private academies to fill the bill, and that must be the way Willow Grove started.
Okay, we're going to take a little break here again for a few minutes. We need to work us in another commercial. We got to pay for this thing, and I want everyone to remember that sponsors, our potential sponsors, if you're listening to this show, guess what? A whole lot of other Clay County people are listening. So if you're not sponsoring us, you need to get online and get your name out to the people in Clay County. So we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
Flu season is here. The flu shot is your best protection against getting the flu. So take the most effective preventive medicine you can this season and get a flu shot. The cost of the flu shot is often covered in your health plan. Check with your health plan before you schedule an appointment with a primary care provider, a convenience care clinic, or at a local pharmacy. Or take part in your employer-sponsored flu shot clinic if offered. For more information, visit www.flu.gov. This public service message was brought to you by United Healthcare and this station.
Welcome back, everyone. I've got a couple little things here that I want to talk about a few minutes. Some activity thing that's going on here that's been, been off and on the burner for a couple, 3 years. I know Mayor Reagan's been to a meeting on it. Dr. Young and I have been to a couple of meetings on it, and that is the North Cumberland Scenic Byway. I don't think most of the people in Clay County aren't at all knowledgeable with this or even familiar with it, but I know a lot of the folks driving around have seen the signs on the post here that talks about the Ring of Fire. Well, the Ring of Fire is a scenic byway. A scenic byway, these things came about because, as you know, people get out and drive just for the fun of it now. And scenic byways can start with just local byways, and then the state will recognize one, and these things can go all the way up to the national level. And people out looking for like a week-long drive or something in this part of the country go online and do a little search on scenic byways, and hopefully here in the next year or two, they'll come up with North Cumberland Scenic Byway. This is a road trip that, like I said, you'd like for people to take about a week to do it, that begins here in Salina and ends up at the Cumberland Gap National Park up in, I guess the actual end is there in Harrogate, Tennessee, up in that area, in the Tennessee side, but really probably the true end to it will be up in the Cumberland Gap National Park, Daniel Boone Forest, up in that area when they get finished with it. But it starts here in Salina, goes over to Livingston, then up to Byrdstown, then down 127 to Jamestown, then over through Rugby, and like I said, then it continues all the way over through East Tennessee up to the Cumberland Gap. And we've been to some meetings, and the people at these meetings are emphasizing that each one of these communities, we need to get behind this thing and convince people of things that we have in our cities, our towns, our countryside, our counties that people from outside the state of Tennessee want to come and look at, spend the night in Salina, get up the next morning and explore around our area. I know we have, right now, there's a grant available for this, and at the meeting we attended, we went through some of the things that this area has to offer, and of course most of us, between the three of us, we're very familiar with the area here. Of course, here in Salina, we would, you know, like for it to begin here at our courthouse, but I think that they're looking at Salina, the history of Salina, as being an old riverboat logging town with the logging rafts going down the river and that type thing. And but, you know, just going across that route in this area, we've got Standing Stone Park over there. We've looked at things like maybe a, you know, a little trip down the river, going down by the Seven Sisters Bluffs. Then on up, when you get up to Burchtown, from Burchtown down to Jamestown, Dr. Young, is probably one of the most historic sites in the state of Tennessee.
This whole area is just filled with all kinds of history and beauty. I've been all across this country, and I just don't find many states much prettier than the state of Tennessee. But, in about 1870, our county commission met in Butler's Landing and chose a site for the county seat. And at that time, they chose Salina. And now, as you come into the county seat, whether you're coming in over the new road or the old road, you've got a beautiful sight looking down in this valley. If you're Clarksville, you've got a fantastic view coming in that direction. If you're coming in from Moss, golly, to be able to look across the way at those mountains, you just don't get views like that from any places. We've got a lot to show people. And we need for them to come, and we need for them to leave a few of their dollars behind them when they go.
Yes. We've got this Alvin C. York country, Cordell Hull country. We've got, how many places can say they're at least claim partial hometown for a Nobel Peace Prize winner, and then also a Congressional Medal of Honor winner, just within, 50 miles? I mean, it's just something we need. We're going to have to convince other people of what we've got here.
I don't think we really realize how many visitors we have. I know I hosted this program one day, and I gave away a knife. And the person who called in and answered the question about who was the Secretary of State that used to be the judge in Clay County was from Ohio. They weren't locals. They were here visiting and looking, and they'd already read the history. They knew about Cordell Hull.
Okay. Dale, I know you went to one of the early organizational meetings on this. Is the county going to contribute? Is the county going to have to contribute to this, or is it going to be something that grants are going to take care of? Or,
well, I think that, you know, probably, hopefully, be a process of both. And through our Civil War trail that we've got, I know the county contributes to that, and as well as the chamber and all those that have put forth a great effort in making that happen. I know. It's something, too, and I know y'all hit on something there a moment ago. I know a lot of folks wonders what exactly does those signs mean and everything. But there are a lot of folks, and motorcyclists, you know, they really look forward to doing stuff like that. And we have a lot that comes through here. And I know you touched on this there a moment ago, Dr. Young, that when folks come through our county and in our city, there's a good possibility they're going to stop, maybe buy a bottle of pop or have to get gas or whatever, and they get familiar with this area. And I talked to a gentleman yesterday afternoon. He came down to the office, and he migrated here from not far away, but he said, "I'm here, I love it." And I asked him, I said, "Well, what got you to come to this area?" And he said, "Well, when I was a little boy and everything, we used to come up and fish." And he said, "I love this area." And he said, "It's I moved out of the city because," he said, "I just got, I got tired of the hustle and bustle, you know." And he said, "The area here, the folks that I run into and everything," he said, "is still got the kind of," he called it, "the laid back atmosphere and everything." And he said, "I love it here, and this is where I'll be whenever they, those saying is put me in the box and carry me off and everything." So we have a lot of folks that are coming in and everything that's doing that, and they're contributing to our area, and in return that helps all of us because our tax base is kind of small. I know that we keep hearing we got the third highest tax rate in the state. That's true, but there's a reason for that, because our tax base is so small and everything, and our penny don't generate that much revenue. Well, with these things that are taking place and we're getting people to come in and everything, that's gonna change that, and I feel confident that that's gonna change that and everything. A good example of that was this past weekend, the roller coaster yard sale. It's grown tremendously over the last 4, 5, 6 years. I mean, used to that. Of course, Pandora always wanted to go on the yard sale, and I was always a little hesitant because, you know, from Moss to Cave City and everything, it was a roller coaster. You had to be very careful and everything. But most everybody has come to reality and understands that and everything. But if you just look, if you had the opportunity to come through Salina over the last weekend, the park down here, the vendors that was there, and a lot of those vendors came in and started coming in on Tuesday and Wednesday. Well, most of them, you know, they bring their set their booth up and everything, and a lot of them has to have a place to lodge. And we had a lot that took advantage of our hotel or a motel here in town and up around the marina areas, and businesses here, you know, they get business from all that and everything. And everything that we can do to promote our area and everything, it will be beneficial to us all in the future.
Okay, let's hold that thought for just a second here. And like I said, once again, we need to do a commercial. We'll get that out of the way and come back, and we've got some more interesting subjects we're going to kick around.
Cumberland River Hospital in Salina is pleased to announce that Dr. Jeff Moore, general and vascular surgeon from Cookeville Regional Medical Center, will be scheduling office visits in Salina every Tuesday, keeping your care closer to home. Receiving his medical degree from the University of Tennessee College of Medicine, Dr. Moore will be seeing patients in his office at Cumberland River Hospital each week and specializes in a number of surgical procedures. For appointments, call his Cookeville office at 931-528-1992. That's 931-528-1992. Cumberland River Hospital and Cookeville Regional Medical Center. When proven providers come together, everybody wins.
Okay, and along with the yard sale this weekend, we have our group here in Salina that we put on a couple car shows every year called the Cumberland Run, and we had a little meeting, talked about, you know, why don't we tie that in with the yard sale this year? And of course, a lot of folks said, people aren't going to get their classic cars out and drive them during the yard show weekend, but I think we may have proved them wrong this weekend. Absolutely. I think we had about 84, 85 cars to show up here on the square Saturday afternoon, had beautiful weather. We gave away a bunch of T-shirts and had a bunch of people socializing, so it looked like, you know, that may be a good time every year we have our annual fall car show the same time as the yard sale. So we really appreciate everyone that showed up for that, and of course all the folks that come down the yard sale. We had people from a long way off that came down to this thing, and these things are also a great social event. I mean, there's lots of things going on at those. Dale, I want to kick back to you again, because I think you want to talk about a few minutes about the county commission meeting for a few seconds.
Sure, be glad to. The county commission met on Monday night at 6:30 at the complex in the courtroom, and on the agenda we had three notaries and we had three motions to discuss, and of course at this time of the year is whenever the commission comes together to appoint back the chairman and the pro tem of the county legislative body. And for the past few years, well, for the past several years, your county executive, county mayor, like myself, have pretty much always been in that position to chair the legislative body. And of course, that's left up to the choice of the commission, and that's who they appointed back, myself as chair and Commissioner Wenton Young as pro temp. And what that means is for some reason that I may not be able to chair the court during any of the meetings or anything, pro temp steps in and takes care of that. And even in the absence of me or whatever or whoever's in this position and everything, pro temp will serve as that position until they appoint somebody back to that position. And resolutions, we had six resolutions that we took in consideration and everything, and which were pretty straightforward resolutions. And, it was just a matter of some budget amendments that had to move some funding around that wouldn't don't affect the fund balance, with the exception to the highway department. They had to do one where that they off insurance and everything had to add that to their budget for the upcoming year and everything. So pretty much we also had to approve an audit committee, and that's something that Comptroller's office has recommended to all the counties across the state. Most of all of them have had it, and we get audited by the Division of County Audit through the Comptroller's office, and they constantly, there's not very few months within the year that the auditor is not in this area, and which that's a good thing. And but they recommended, and I think Dr. Young, through the three-star program, the governor has required a audit committee to be set up for the counties that are certified through the three-star. And we did that and got that in place. So, and I'm proud we did, because, you know, it just gives an extra set of eyes to look the audit over and everything when the Division of Audit does our audit. And if we have any findings, and that gives that group the opportunity to look at them and come back to the county commission and maybe make recommendations that they can, you know, take care of some findings. And hopefully we won't have no findings at all, but a good possibility you're always going to have something. But hopefully it won't be anything that we can't take care of. It had, we haven't been able in the past, you know, to do that. And it's just a upset eyes that we can have to look at our audit. We recommended that and the commission voted on it and approved it.
Always great to have someone looking over your shoulder, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Yeah.
Dr. Young, you want to do, while we're doing updates, you want to do a little update on the three-star and tell us maybe some things that are going on there?
First, before three-star, I'd like to mention that the Valhalla Horizon local newspaper has joined our effort here to get the word out on this radio show. You can now go online and listen to all the old radio shows, or listen to the one we're doing today, and kind of skip through it and listen to the high spots, or you can listen to all of it. That's at valhallahorizon.com, I think. I don't think that's an org. And so give us a listen. Another thing is the Vista that we had last year, her time ran out and she left us, and that program is still on. We've written the proposal. We've been able to be granted another Vista for a year. And that Vista will be coming in to us from Connecticut this time. A young man who just recently graduated from college will be here in November, and he'll be working with us on programs such as the one we're on this morning and other endeavors we have in Three Star and other activities in the county. Let me talk just a minute about the Three Star grant. We were able to give some smaller grants out of the big three-star grant we got to the elementary schools to work with their math program in buying supplies and materials. And then we were able to pay for some of the training for the SROs that we have in our schools now, and to buy them some materials. And we have the Clay County Diabetes Coalition working with us, and they received a grant out of this money to help our kids understand what obesity is all about and how that can lead to diabetes and be a real detrimental thing for their health. We need to be really, really working on that program. And currently we've applied for a couple more grants. We've not heard from them yet. We're expecting any day to hear from a pretty good grant for the downtown area again. And then we have application in for a grant that if we got it, give us a first-class sound system for the old courthouse here, and be able to, when we have programs, have a really first-class sound system. Those are the things, Thomas, that we've got secured. We've got a whole bunch of other things to come. We'll be back talking about those as we accomplish them, I guess.
Okay, I've got a couple more things for Dale that I just thought of, and not necessarily thought of, but have jotted down here. But any progress on the new jail or
Justice Center, whatever it's going to be called. Got any news on that?
Yeah, we, the sheriff and myself and one of the county commissioners made a trip yesterday down to Smith County to look at their facility. They got in their new jail in 2010. And we went down there and a couple of weeks ago, me and the sheriff and went to Henderson County to tour their jail as well and everything. So we got in November, I think it's the 25th, it's the last Monday night in November when the Planning Commission comes together. TCI representative Bob Bass is going to come up and talk to the commissioners again. And they're in the, I guess you might say, the final stages of making a selection of the architect and engineer and everything. So TCI is going to come up and go over some regulations and everything. That'll be in November. So, I mean, of course, the meetings there are open to the public, and we encourage anybody that wants to come out and hear what the commissioners has to go by when it comes to building one of these facilities in Maryland.
What about a site?
Well, the site is, of course, right now the proposed site. It's nothing, you know, it's down there at close to the industrial park and everything. And that's pending. I mean, you know, when you go looking at anything, the county don't own a whole lot of land, and that was one of the areas that the county owned, and which that was, you know, that was as far as having to go out and buy land and everything. But it's got to go through environmental and all that kind of stuff. So all that has to meet requirements and everything. So that'll be through the process and everything whenever they get the architect and engineer and everything hired up and everything.
And another thing I had not jotted down here was the EMS building.
Yeah.
The progress on that?
EOC building.
EOC. EOC.
You're on the right track.
All
it's
right.
The same thing. It's emergency communication operations and everything, which will also will house our ambulance service and everything. Matter of fact, this morning they're breaking ground. They're down there. They've been a pushing, and they got a couple of dozers down there that's working today, and they're going through the process of the county's going to have to move some transition lines and all that to get everything underway. I'm we're tickled to death because it took a long time. I know we talked about this for quite a bit and everything. It took a long time to get it up to this point where that this is a grant that we applied for in 2010 after the flood, and we were very blessed and fortunate that we were granted the grant, and it's a $568,000 grant. At that time, when the plans were drawn up and everything, what we wanted, or what through the EMA director and everything met within that budget frame, but it's get to this point. So in that period of time, construction costs and everything have went up, so we had to come back and bid it, and then we had to come back and rebid it because we didn't fall within our budget. We feel we had to downsize somewhat. But still, it's going to be, I think it'll be a place that everybody can be proud of and everything.
Well, did you take your shovel down and throw the first scoop of dirt?
No, I didn't, because those dozers were getting with it, and I didn't figure I needed to get in their way and everything. So, if you have the opportunity, if you're around town and everything, certainly, you know, come visit me at the office. My office is open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and if you're down that way towards the complex, the community center, you'll see the progress ongoing. And hopefully within, if the weather holds out and everything, it should be around March, we should be up here announcing a grand opening.
Okay. We're going to take a short break again for a few minutes. Let everybody catch their breath and restart their brains here. And we're going to come back here in just a few minutes. And we're going to continue our roundtable discussion. So we'll be right back.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm still sitting here with Doug Young, Mayor Reagan, and myself, and
haven't managed to run anybody off yet, and hopefully we picked up some listeners. Maybe you've called your neighbors and told them, hey, we've got a great show going on today. You might ought to tune over to 101.5 Kicks Country and catch what's going on today. We've got some more things we want to talk about, and we've got some announcements we want to make, some things going on. Looking around the square, fellas, we've got look like maybe a couple, three new things going on. I've seen some hammering and nailing going on, some stuff moving. What we got going on down there?
Well, I've noticed that the new guy that's come into this community, Al Kirby. Al Kirby has come down from Canada, and he's got control now of the spec building, and he's doing some stuff down there. But he's also opened a display store, I guess you could call it, down where the old Bank of Salina used to be.
Yeah, I think a lot of people saw that old lintel there that had Bank of Salina on and thought maybe that the bank had been maybe repossessed or something, and they was going to have to move back in their old building, which apparently wasn't the case.
It's interesting if you have the opportunity, and if Al and them is there, I know it's going to be his marketing office for the, you know, that whenever he gets everything up and going. And I know a lot of folks have approached myself as well as Dr. Young, and I'm sure you too, Thomas, about how's the factory going and this, that, and the other, which is Green Tech of Tennessee. And it's still ongoing.
It's a pretty good sign that it's actually going to happen, isn't it?
It is, and it's just a process and everything. And I know that, you know, that his marketing office, that's where his sales is going to be generated out of, and my understanding. And he's got several products in there, as Dr. Young said. And if you have the opportunity, if they're there, he'd be tickled to death for you to come in. And one of the interesting things, come in and look at that old safe. That just kind of blew me away when I walked in there, because I didn't realize it. And I think the old concrete that Bank of Salina or whatever, somebody has give that back to him, you know, to put it on display and everything for that. So very interesting.
I know, you know, a lot of people may not realize when you build a bank, you got to build a safe first and build the bank around it. And when you move the bank, you usually can't move the safe with it. So the old safe was back in the back there all the years that Charlie Terry had his drugstore there. He had a nice big safe there. But and I also looked like Al knows the correct colors to do things. Looked like there's a lot of orange and white in there. So it looked like he's going to blend in this area pretty good. But also around there, we've also got a business right on the corner there. I haven't been in there yet, but apparently a lot of people have. The Gathering Place.
Yeah.
Any information on that, the firsthand?
It's a great little place to stop in and have lunch. Pandora and myself, have took advantage of it, two or three times and everything, and have good soup. I like their tater soup and their vegetable soup and everything, so they do a good job. Linda and him out there does an absolute outstanding job.
Now, I've also noticed on the corner we have Hina's Attic, I think, which is an antique store. So, look like we're getting a pretty good collection of antique stores around the square here. And, you know, if we can get that reputation and get some of the some other things going on around the square, it looks like things are really, really going to pick up.
Thomas, that's one business that's unlike most other businesses. But when I was in the clothing business, I didn't want to see another clothing store come to town. But if you're in the antique business, the more the merrier.
Yes.
The more you have, the more people you attract.
Yes, I mean, those folks, they love to browse. I mean, and a lot of them come in with a predisposition, something they're looking for, and they're going to look, if it's not in the stores here, they're going somewhere else on down the road. But they're pretty serious folks getting that business, looks like.
Well, a friend of mine once tried to corner the market on green juicers, these glass juicers. And he went everywhere to round up all the green juicers. I couldn't imagine becoming a collector like that, but I'm sure that they enjoy that.
Oh, well, while I'm thinking of it, I'd especially like to thank Gone Country Cafe Saturday afternoon. Devin down there that kept the restaurant open, and I think maybe we sent her quite a bit of business down to eat hamburgers and french fries. We tried to announce it every few minutes. We really appreciate that, and I know the Johnny and Joanne kept the antique store open, and they had some people come in and browse antiques, plus they sold a whole bunch of ice cream on that warm afternoon. And, of course, we gave away some free water to wash it down with, but I need to throw that in there. And I think we've got a few minutes left, and I think maybe each one of us have got some announcements we need to cover. Dr. Young, we'll start with you.
Well, we got a whole bunch of things on the three-star drawing board that we're going to be addressing in the coming months. And I'd like to say, if you're here and be a part of the three-star program, we can always use all the help we can get. Some of the things that we're looking at, we're looking at trying to get the retired teachers into an association as well, and get them to meeting regularly like we're doing in some other counties. We've been working with some folks in Springs and a student group at the high school to kind of adopt a whole store out in Hermit Springs to do some historical work with it. And we're going to take a trip out there and just see what we can do. Mrs. Burnett at the high school is heading that up. And we'll have more to talk about today as time goes on. We'd have to have some grant money from somewhere probably to make that thing work. Then we've also, I've been able to talk to Ms. White over at the high school about a junior three-star program. And we're going to try to be moving in that direction here before long. So we're also talking, Thomas, you and I have talked about Wi-Fi on the square. We think that sometimes in the not-too-distant future, you don't have access to the internet connection, you can come down to the square, park your car, and get access sitting right there in your car if you have a laptop. And I think you have also mentioned, Thomas, maybe getting some lights on the cupola. Is that a cupola?
And Mayor Reagan and I, we've talked about that, and that's something we're definitely looking going to get that thing lit up so when you come over the hill.
I've got to get that done because every time I come around, and
we didn't mean to put you on the spot.
I appreciate everybody, asking because I think it'd be a wonderful thing because especially coming over the new road and everything of the night to light the as I think you described it when you talked about it last time, the old girl up, and we want to do that. Me and the maintenance department, Billy and Tracy, but we want to try to find a light that's durable. When they had it before, several years ago, I know the maintenance department, Billy was in here then, he said just every little bit they'd having to go up on that staple and put bugs in because one might go out. So that's what we're looking at. Hopefully I've been wanting to talk to Al, our new guy that's coming in here because that's one of his specialties, the LED lighting and everything, so maybe we can get something done.
Okay, there. I've got one announcement I need to make here before we run out of time. That is the Haunted Woods and Hayride out at the Mount Vernon Community Center and the fire department out there. They have a hayride and a Haunted Woods out there every year at Thanksgiving. Their first ride begins at 7 p.m., and they're going to start on the 11th, and the 11th, 18th, and 25th, and starting at 7 p.m. each night, they're going to have a hayride out there, and they'd like to invite everyone out for that. And I know most of the fire departments around have haunted houses or something. This is one of their big seasons. And also, real quickly, it's getting close to Christmas time here, and it's going to be Christmas on the square again before long. We start making some plans for that. And I think also I've just got handed here Friends of the Library, October the 23rd, 3 to 8 p.m. But I think we're about to run out of time this morning. Got one more thing, maybe?
The Friends of the Library, that's an open house at the library. They're inviting the whole community to come out to the library and visit them on October the 23rd from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. and see what all is going on at the library. We've got a fantastic library in Clay County, and everybody come out.
It looks like, according to the old clock on the wall, we've about run out of time again, boys. Once again, may the good Lord bless and keep you till we get back together again. And we're signing off from the courthouse here in Salina, WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And we'll be back again with you next week.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.